this time each year.
Ooh. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. Reminder that we love hearing from you. So if you have a topic you think we should cover or an idea for a guest that we should have on, or if you just have feedback in general, you can always email us at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. So we're going to flip it around a little bit because colleague, friend, also Civic Media, WAUK, the Shaw radio host, Don Brown is here because you were in charge of our Waukesha Parade coverage yesterday. And so we thought we'd talk about how that went.
It was spectacular, Kristen. As you may know, I was in the parade last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously it was just such a great feeling of redemption. And to see the Christmas spirit, the holiday spirit come back, kids of all ages smiling, having a great time, and the support we had from the community and even from the state. There were some marchers, you know, from Fondy and different parts. And, of course, Civic Media came, a lot of support. Mike and Roxanne came from Madison, and Corey came from Baraboo, and just made everything very seamless. So and support from James Santel and Earl, and sorry you couldn't join us, but
I know.
Open invitation every year now that this has become a thing. And a couple highlights, Kristen. The mayor was marching with the chief of police, Daniel Thompson. And on the schedule, it said the fire chief, Steve Howard, but I didn't see him. He might have been on the other side of the street. And because they were following the honor guard, and then the float behind them was the kind of the tribute to first responders and the whole kind of blue, you know, unite with the blue light theme we've had here since the tragedies. I was just going to wave. It was a very somber, but they actually came to us and shook our hands and wished everyone in our radio audience, you know, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. And it was just such a great moment. And then within minutes, the Waukesha Dems come by, led by Sarah Rodriguez, and she comes to us and, you know, and not just our leaders, but also, you know, in the county board and the GOP here, you know, like Corey Montijo and Paul Decker with the county super. I mean, it was just a very, you know, we are one Waukesha. And we are, there is a nonpartisan tradition here as a former alderman on our council and in our mayor's office. But it was also great to see that reflected in the street and just talking to kids of all ages and families. And one former constituent was, they chose to sit here on our street here in Wisconsin. And Manuel's, and he came over and they were there in the parade. They witnessed all the action, and it was important for them to come back. With the Girl Scout troop that was just a few doors down in front of the Easter Seals, there were two Scout moms that were also first responders. One's at Waukesha Memorial, and the other was at Children's. And so they were there in triage mode last year. And the canine rescue is their charity that they support. Those dogs went out and pulled victims off of the street.
Wow.
And they were heroes too. And so it was just a great, amazing. They were actually here on Saturday after my show starting to set up. And so we had them here in the studio and they told us the whole story. And their daughters were very much involved in the accident, had friends that were. So it was just wonderful. And to see a couple of the victims I knew really well, Eric Teagues and Tyler Budliner, both play baseball with my son. They were in the marching band and they were back. You know, Eric and his family was on top of the float. Eric was on my show just 2 weeks before, and Tyler was also on my show last summer, and came over, you know, just Tyler came, gave us a big hug, and so many others. If it's okay, I want to take this opportunity, and thanks to my wife for correcting me on this. I kept mentioning, like when the Dancing Grannies came by, I kept mentioning Virginia Sorensen, and I want to apologize because there were at least four members or people supporting that were killed in the attacks last year. And so there was, you know, Tamara Durand, only 52 years old, Leanna Owen, 71. And as you know, the Dancing Grannies, they are forever, they're eternally youthful. And Wilhelm Hospel, one of the husbands who was there supporting. So I don't want them to be forgotten, of course. And then Jane Kulik, who used to wait tables at one of our local restaurants here, Dave's, she was marching with the, I forget the name of the community bank that she works with, but so, you know, those, and of course, Jackson Sparks with the Blazers, and we're a Blazer family, and the Blazers came by, and a bunch of the dads came over and moms and, you know, and gave us high fives and wished us Merry Christmas. And so it really turned into a very festive atmosphere. The floats, too, were unbelievable. Do you ever go to People's Park?
Oh, the right around the corner. I think Jane and I just had dinner there or lunch there with my mom on Friday. That was that's a really fun restaurant.
The float, you'll see pictures of it on social. It was a big globe on the back of a float with like a Christmas theme or a winter theme, and so there was very similar themes with globes, peace on earth, and like I said, it could, and the weather was actually really nice. Christmas parade here has always been like frigid, but yet the streets are filled. And, you know, kids 1 to 99, it's just been a great tradition here. This was our 59th running. And so it went off without a hitch. Special thanks to Mayor Riley, who was my guest on my show last Saturday. And so he was very enthusiastic about talking about how well the preparations were going. And the chamber did a great job. And, this is their event. So big, big kudos to them. And nothing really other than my mistakes that I made.
Which we make at live radio sometimes.
It really was my first rodeo because I've never broadcast a parade before on the radio. So, but I had a lot of help from Jim Santella from Earl, but especially and Johnny Watermelon. But and my crew does. He was on the street on Main Street because we're at the tail end of the parade here in front of the studio. So Mike and Roxanne went out right in the front of the parade and gave us kind of a preview. So for our listeners, they didn't have to wait till 4:15 or 4:20 to catch what's going on with the parade.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
So was the attendance, was the streets were just packed as far as people here to support and enjoy everything?
Absolutely.
And was there a balance between joy and more somberness, or was it pretty much more of a celebration?
It really, there were some somber moments, especially when you'd see the Blazers come by or the Waukesha South Marching Band or the Dancing Grannies, of course, but you looked at them and it was a celebration. I mean, there were some tears, but there were more smiles and just great joy. Like the Blazers, the kids that were same age as Jackson Sparks to the teens, it was a big celebration, big smiles on their faces, really happy to celebrate. And I know that that's how I think Jackson would have wanted it. I've never met him. I shouldn't speak for him, but knowing that he's a Blazer and we're a Blazer family that,
And for people who don't know, what does that mean to be a Blazer family?
So the Blazers are, they're a Waukesha, basically. They actually started in my neighborhood in Banting Park, where we raised our kids. And they were started by one of these dads, where as the club baseball became more and more expensive and elitist, the Blazers were the club where, it was just much more affordable for kids to play. And it grew to be where they have select and they have elite, club-type baseball, but there's also rookie leagues where kids that, if it's not their primary sport or they just love to play, they get to play. And so it's just a great Waukesha tradition. And there's other clubs here, like the Firebirds, another great club team that started here in Waukesha. So there's quite a few, but the Blazers, they've been around for more than 40 years. So near and dear to my heart. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And same thing, Waukesha South Marching Band too. Other people were injured in addition to Eric and Tyler. I know his mom, Sylvia Lochran. Aiden Lochran was injured, Aiden was even playing his instrument. So it really was something. It was really special. And I'm just so happy for all those families. And again, the victims themselves that were able to come back. And, and people think, there was the 6 that were killed and there were the 40, 50, maybe 80 plus that were injured. Mm-hmm. But there's also the hundreds that witnessed that, and the trauma. And I really hope that they're taking advantage of the mental health services being offered by NAMI here in the NAMI building and Healing Hearts. And, everybody deserves good mental health, even on a daily, just to live in today's world. But when you witness something like that, I think if you haven't already, that's my my buzzer. That was my buzzer to call you.
We're talking to Don Brown, who is the host of This Week in Waukesha, which airs at 8 a.m. on Saturday mornings right here on WAUK, the Shaw. And he is also a former alderman for the city of Waukesha. And
that's correct.
He was the host of our broadcast yesterday of the Waukesha Parade, which was the year anniversary of the terrible tragedy that happened a year ago at the Waukesha Parade. And so any other highlights that you'd want to report on as far as notable floats or
performances? And there was the Dancing Grannies were great. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know there was also another group. I believe they're called the Diamond Dancers. And it's the same thing. Okay. It's shall we say, golden women. that are eternally youthful.
Jane, how do you feel about being called a golden woman?
So. I'll take that. Okay. So. Anything's better than old bag, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So,
And full disclosure, Don, one of my sisters is in the Diamond Dancers.
That's fantastic. Oh. So that was one. So I don't think there was really a dog in the whole group. Like every, all the different parade exhibits, I mean. There were a lot of grateful. There were a lot of Grinches out. It seemed like in a bunch of like Grinch Santa Clauses, and they ranged from like the really funny jovial to like the real kind of mean cyber looking, you know. But
certainly Scrooges
giving you the No, I did not. Yeah, because I remember that how you one of your heartaches was not being one of the Cratchits.
I know.
So, but I did not see Scrooge. And one of my family traditions, I was asked about this yesterday, is we would watch A Christmas Carol on Christmas Eve. It was my dad's, and there's the one with Alistair Sim.
Okay.
Nothing else comes close except maybe the Muppets. So, what else? I would just say just the good feeling and the different, you know, like people walking by. The security too was like, I mean, we had people on the roofs and. The security fencing and, just a great police and fire and public works presence. So, and the fire department had their great in the police and they all had just great exhibits. City had some wonderful floats and exhibits, and then so did a lot of the local businesses. And there were a couple globes. I apologize. I can't remember which ones, but for sure the one that, People's Park did was over the top.
Okay.
Can I just say too, and it's been a long time since I worked on a float, but sure. I did work on floats when I was in high school for homecoming. It's so much work. If you've never taken colored tissue paper and plucked it into chicken wire for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours,
I was a class president. I remember. So, and Earl talked about that too, all the effort that goes into these floats.
That's a lot of work, man.
I don't think I've ever worked on developing, creating, putting feathers in chicken wire afloat. I'm not sure I've ever been on a float
in high
either.
School, it was fun because it was an excuse to get away from your homework and to hang out with your classmates on a school night. And then when you actually were in the parade, too, that feeling of satisfaction that you just like did this really cool project. So I think it's great. And like I said, I was telling everybody last night that, you know, during 4th of July, there's much more time to work on a float. But right as we head into the holidays, even for the kids, there's so much going on that to whoever the people, the fact that they could devote so much time to building those floats was really, it was a great testament to this community's commitment to making this a very special parade and bringing that back. I think of that that U2 Rattle and Hum album where he's about to do the Beatles Helter Skelter, and he says, you know, Charles Manson stole this from the Beatles and we're stealing it back, and that's kind of what Waukesha did. We took our Christmas parade back. And we made it special again while keeping the loved and lost forever in our hearts.
So. Absolutely. And I think, you know, living in Milwaukee, but now working here every day and seeing how tight-knit this community is and having the chance to have people like Jennifer Dunn come on and Mayor Riley and obviously the influence you have in this community and how much coming together and support there's been in the face of such a tragedy over the last year, and obviously having some chance to move forward with some of the court case being moving, like that was finalized ahead of the parade.
That was over.
And it's so sad and yet heartwarming to know what was able to be balanced that somberness with still celebrating.
Right, no doubt. And I don't know if I mentioned this. They moved the parade back a week. It was usually or traditionally the Sunday before Thanksgiving. Now it's the first Sunday in December. And what that did was that it enabled the city to have more employees to choose from because a lot of people take their holidays going into that. I mean, three or four of our top people were up hunting in up north when this happened last year. So there was more ability for support, but also a new tradition. Our tree lighting's always been that first Friday in December. And this year they added a new wrinkle with like caroling and a procession following Santa through Main Street. And they lit these blue lights now. And the mayor has told me, I haven't seen it yet. When it gets dark at night, you have to come back here and see downtown with the lights.
All right. So. I will make sure. It gets so light. It gets so dark so early now. Maybe I'll stick around long enough today to be able to see them turn on. All right. Don Brown.
Sounds great.
Check his show on WAUK, The Shaw, at 8 a.m. on Saturday mornings this week in Waukesha. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me, Kristen.
Coming on today.
So, and again, open invitation for next year. Hope you and Jane can join us.
Absolutely.
Thanks again.
All right. Thanks so much. All right. We're going to take one more break. Come back. The Zaskos, Wisconsin.
Christmas, Christmas comes this time each year. Merry Christmas, Christmas comes this time each year.